Folks, are you struggling with how to raise your bundle of joy, boy? Well, grab a pencil and listen up. From the groundbreaking book of 1926, we've got modern baby advice you don't want to miss. First, be sure to dip your baby in cold water each morning. It's invigorating. Second, don't spoil them with too much affection. A firm handshake will suffice. And remember, if a baby cries, simply feed them on a strict schedule, even if they're screaming for more. It's the bee's knees of baby-rearing advice, so get with the times.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
Oh, it's going to be a great day.
This is Tuesday.
What? No, no way.
Today is Tuesday.
Who's ready to go next?
What do you say? Who wants to help me out? Who wants to put on a show?
I'm talking microphones, everything.
What about personality?
Personality. I don't have a personality.
So fake it until you make it. Fake it till you make it.
I'll get the ball rolling.
It's showtime, baby.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
There she is. How in the heck do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, I'll tell you. You simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can find our podcast, which is a repack of the live show that we do between 8 and 11 each weekday, Monday through Friday. And we take all those segments that we do today and we repack it into a full-length podcast. You can find that very easily on the Alexa by simply saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. And you can also find us on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, all the places where you find your podcasts. Just search The Mike Show VA. It's very, very simple. All right. Oh, yeah. And you can watch us on the Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. It's all one word, no spaces, at The Mike Show VA. All right. On today's program, this is kind of odd. Didn't know that this could happen. I didn't think that it couldn't happen, but this is interesting. So there's something happened to this lady. She was a CrossFit nut, and she worked out so hard, literally, her arms exploded. Yeah. She did something called the Murph Challenge, okay? And she ended up how do you pronounce that?
Rhabdomyolysis.
All right, rhabdomyolysis.
Rhabdomyolysis.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said it exactly the way you said it.
Rhabdomyolysis.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so she did this, and her biceps basically exploded. So we're going to talk about that, plus our top list. Top signs you're way too into working out, all right? It's way too into working out. Well, that, and of course, we're going to get really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got the good news for you. Megan Huffman is going to be joining us from Share Greater Lynchburg, and she's bringing a guest from the Society of St. Andrew. They're going to be talking about an upcoming event, literally a giving day tomorrow, September 25th. So they'll be in studio. We'll talk with them and so much more. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust?
CMA's Honda Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
Tired of workout programs that don't work for you? P90X, more like P90 ugh, boot camp. Yeah, like you want to look like a complete idiot in a public park. And CrossFit. Hey, I want to get in shape, not join a cult. Now, a workout program perfect for you. Introducing CrossFat. No weights, no cardio, no loudmouths that won't shut the hell up about it. Just you sitting and eating, lying down and eating, maybe eating some more while sitting down some more. That's CrossFat.
I thought you were going to work out.
I am.
You're watching football and eating a pizza.
Exactly. Anyone can do CrossFat. In fact, there's a chance you're doing CrossFat right now and you don't even know it. Plus, with CrossFat, no one's going to talk endlessly about CrossFat.
Because it's rude to talk with your mouth full.
Get in shape with CrossFat, because round is a shape too.
It really is. It's the Mike Show. Hi there. All right, so this lady, where was she from? Oh, yeah, 25-year-old woman in South Carolina named Jessica Johnson decided to do a CrossFit thing last month. It's called the Murph Challenge. You can run a mile, then do 300 squats, then 200 push-ups, then 100 pull-ups, and then run another mile. I am already exhausted, by the way. She didn't start from zero. She's in great shape, works out all the time, but she hadn't done a serious upper body workout in a while. And because she went so hard, her biceps basically exploded. Yeah. I mean,
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
There is something to that, because what she ended up with was called
rhabdomyolysis.
Rhabdomyolysis. Can you say it right?
Rhabdomyolysis.
Okay, thank you. Anyway, so her arms were so sore and swole the next day, she couldn't even straighten them out. Her friends were calling her the Hulk because her biceps had gotten so big. She finally went to urgent care a few days later because she ended up losing feeling in her hands. Then they sent her to the ER because her crazy workout had caused that
rhabdomyolysis.
Right, that. It's when your muscle fibers are so damaged, literally the cells die and toxins get into your blood. It can cause liver damage, kidney damage. It could even kill you. An early symptom of it is dark urine, which Jessica had, but she just thought that she was really dehydrated. Here's Jessica talking about her experience.
The next day when I woke up, I was really, really sore and my arms were swollen. And I thought that I was just super sore because I haven't done upper body in a while. And I especially haven't done pull-ups in a while. Like, it's been a couple years. My issue was my arms. They were so swollen, I couldn't straighten out my arms all week. And my hands and fingers were starting to go numb on Friday and tingling. So that's why Saturday morning I went to urgent care and they immediately just sent me to the ER.
All right. So doctors were able to save her kidneys by cutting her arms open to reduce the swelling. They told her to ease back into exercise for a while. And it sounds like she's taking that advice. She says she's done with extreme workouts for good. Her new routine is running, walking, and some gentle Pilates. All right. So here, wait a minute. We got a picture of her. We'll post that up on our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA. All right, here she is, looking good in the hospital. And then there's another picture of, let's see, what is it? Is it? Oh yeah, it's her swole arms. That's an arm. Good Lord! Here, let me share this up on our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA. That's her. That's the arm. All right. So with that, it brings us to our top list. It's
rhabdomyolysis.
No, with this South Carolina woman. Having a CrossFit session so intense that her arms exploded. So, add your arms. Your arm is a bloody nub to today's list. It's our top list today. Top signs you're way too into working out. All right, here we go. Number one. Know how some people can't go anywhere without their phone? That's you with your Peloton. Yeah. Top signs you're way too into working out. You named your kids Stare and Master. top signs you're way too into working out. After you eat at the dinner table, you wipe down the chair. What? Oh, I get it, because working out, they wipe down the chair after they're done using it. Top signs you're way too into working out. You can't have sex without someone leaning over and saying, "You can do it, push it, go. Yeah, it's sadly, sadly. Yeah. Top signs you're way too into working out. Your fitness tracker alerts you when you hit 10,000 compliments on your abs. Top signs you're way too into working out. You pulled a muscle, grunting. Top signs you're way too into working out. You don't think 24-hour fitness is open long enough. Your admiration for Lou Ferrigno is unironic. Top signs you're way too into working out. Your Peloton gets the spare bedroom. Your baby gets the garage. Yep. And top signs you're way too into working out. You work out. There you go. The Mike Show. It's a Tuesday edition of the program. Coming up, we got news. And we got not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Peloton. Just kidding. It's brought to you by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. This is not headline news. GM is recalling 450,000 vehicles. It's a matter of engine parts sticking. Hey, I know someone who can spare a lot of lubricant. RFK Jr. had an affair with a reporter. How could a Kennedy ever cheat on his wife? Asked people who don't know history. A woman's arm muscles broke down and released toxic chemicals into her body that almost killed her because she did too many pull-ups. For the record, you will never encounter that problem by just eating a chili dog. And there's a species of shark that lives 400 years. And even it's too young to watch the CBS reboot of Matlock. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. It's the, what is today? A Tuesday edition of the program. So darn happy you could join us. All right. So, you know, they have been promising. I'm frustrated. And I've talked about this a lot, that sci-fi, science fiction, especially from when I was a kid, what lied to us. It just absolutely positively lied to us. And think about this. They've been promising us flying cars for about 100 years. They've been promising us casinos on the moon. Ever see 2001 Space Odyssey? The movie came Stanley Kubrick? The movie came out in like 1969, and it was about 2001. Well, it was set in the year 2001, what their vision of it would be. And there were moon bases, and there was there was space tourism, and an orbiting space station that you would take your Pan Am flight up to, and then you would hop another flight, and then you'd go to the moon, and they had casinos there. I don't know if that was in 2001 Space Odyssey, but I know that they promised us casinos on the moon, and they did not deliver. Did they deliver? No. Star Trek, Star Wars, all that kind of stuff, they did not deliver. 2001 Space Odyssey did not deliver. Back to the Future did not deliver. Did not. Okay. So anyway, so we may actually get flying shopping carts before we get flying cars. Yeah, I know. So this team in South Korea.
Hello.
Hi. They're developing something called the Palatron, which is a combination of a pallet and a drone. Palatron with a T. Palatron. It's supposed to be an improvement on a shopping cart that can go over any kind of terrain, up and down stairs. The current version of it isn't that smart. It can hover at a certain height while safely balancing whatever cargo you put on top of it. And it doesn't even have to be a basket. It's stable enough that it's actually more like a table. But a human still has to control it. There's a handle on the front like a normal shopping cart, or like a normal, you know, one of those pallet pulling thingies. I don't know what they're called. Anyway, and you exert force to direct it. We're assuming it requires a lot less effort than an actual cart, especially, you know, one that has a bad wheel. Just spinning around. Anyway, and if people leave this cart in the middle of the parking lot, it'll remain stationary, at least until it runs out of battery juice. Speaking of that, there's also a solution to the battery life problem. They're working on a docking system that allows one pallet drone to charge the battery of another pallet drone in flight. So now these won't be showing up at your local Target anytime soon. I don't think so. They're still in the early testing phase where the carts are only holding about 7 pounds of cargo. It's less than a gallon of milk. And since there aren't many stores or parking lots that require you to go up and down stairs, you may be hoping that this is something that could carry your bags up your stairs to your apartment. That's probably not realistic either. The developers say they believe this will be most practical for commercial and industrial use rather than residential. Obviously, this isn't a finished product, so who knows when it may eventually be available.
Hello.
They do. All right. Coming up, We are going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
K-H-F.
And now it's time for
five
random facts.
Yep, the time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, half of Niger's 25 million population is aged 14 or below. Half of 25 million. Only 4% make it to their 60s. Wow. Number two, the men's clothing shop, Bonobos.
Bonobos.
Yeah, I said that. Bonobos was the first company that started as an e-commerce only and eventually opened a physical store. The site launched in 2007, then they opened a store in 2012. Number three, I knew this. The reason baseball and basketball teams usually wear dark jerseys for road games is because the away teams originally didn't have access to washing machines, so they needed the darker jerseys to conceal dirt. Number four, the Oval Office has pressure sensors in the floor so that the Secret Service can monitor exactly where the president is, even when they're not allowed inside the office. And then number five, the CRV in Honda CRV stands for comfortable runabout vehicle. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random facts.
Yep, it's the Mike Show. This portion of the broadcast, speaking of Honda, is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares
and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. That brings us Megan Huffman. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Megan is from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Each and every Tuesday, she brings us a guest. Today is no exception. Megan, who'd you bring us?
Well, this morning we have our 181st nonprofit to join the Share Greater Lynchburg platform.
Wow.
So we're super excited to have onboarded the Society of St. Andrew this week. And we quickly were able to bring Chesley Vodin, the Director of Church Relations, into the studio to talk about the good work that's happening at the Society of St. Andrew right now and opportunities to get involved. So welcome, Chesley.
Thank you.
Chesley, thank you so much. And by the way, you found me this. This has been sitting on your desk. And yes, they are relatives from down in Tidewater. Distant relatives. And you, where did you find this?
Kind of funny. The founders of the Society of St. Andrew really traveled around Virginia to start this grassroots program. Mm-hmm. So I can only think that they met up with your family over in the Tidewater area, gleaning potatoes or other such produce.
Something.
So it was brought back to the office and I found it. I said, I know Mike McKendry. He needs this.
I love this. And thank you. And you gave me a whole bunch of kisses in there too.
Yep. That was healthy chocolate.
Also very appreciated. And you brought us a little Jesus.
Yes. I am the director of church relations, so I do have to spread a little Jesus around.
I love it. I love my little Jesus. We need that.
Yeah, I love my little Jesus, too.
He's going to be watching over this computer right there. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Tell us about your organization. And off camera, we learned that this is a national program. What brought you here to Virginia?
Well, the old history started in 1979 when two United Methodist pastors, Ray Buchanan and Ken Horn, they had come home from Vietnam and decided that they wanted to live off the land sustainably to raise their own food and live sustainably. Hippies, maybe? All right, Ray, Ken, if y'all are listening, love you. So they went to their bishop, and the bishop said, well, that's great, guys. I have one parsonage, one house, and I have one salary. So they moved their wives and five kids into one house on Sweet Hollow Road in Big Island, Virginia, and continued to preach in Methodist churches. And that's how it all started back in the day. And today, 45 years later, the house is still there. Ray Buchanan's wife still lives there and their son. And she just retired from SOSA in 2018.
Oh, okay. Wow.
But we are still there, still working. And they traveled around Virginia and spoke with farmers and churches and said, if you give us your leftover food in your fields, we'll feed hungry people with it.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Which is doing God's work. The Society of St. Andrew, the history behind the name, Andrew was the disciple that found the little boy with the two loaves and fish that fed the 5,000. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we're the Society of St. Andrew.
Yeah.
We operate out of God's abundance, not a sense of lack, but God's abundance.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's tremendous. And
it has grown in 45 years.
Wonderful history.
We have regional offices in 10 states. Our newest office is up in the Delmarva region.
Okay.
And we all across the Southeast, out to Indiana, Ohio.
So this was the first location?
Yes.
Oh, fabulous.
Yes.
I didn't realize
it's headquartered in Virginia. Yeah. And we have a large mm-hmm. following here. But across, it's a no-brainer.
Right.
We use volunteer labor to go out in orchards or fields, and we pick, dig, or gather the leftover produce.
Mm-hmm.
And then we donate it for free to church food pantries, to food banks, to senior living facilities, veterans facilities, mm-hmm. at-risk youth programs. And I have to say, there's really nothing more satisfying than going out and picking an apple off a tree, or I'll say a peach. Okay, I did a peach. Mm-hmm. Peaches one year, and I turned around and took two crates of peaches to Jubilee Family Development Center. Wow. And the looks on their faces to walk up with mm-hmm. fresh fruit mm-hmm. and produce, it's not something that kids get very often.
Yeah.
I mean, and
yeah.
it's... And I think I had a story of that was the first peach one child had ever had.
Wow.
Yeah, it's incredible, the stories. And we are celebrating. September is Hunger Action Month across the United States. And we've been celebrating. We have an activities calendar. But in addition to that, and the really big news, is we're celebrating 1 billion pounds. We have gleaned and shared 1 billion pounds of healthy, nourishing food to people in need.
That's
in 45 years.
Hard to wrap your head around. That's incredible.
That's 90s.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you weigh all the everything that comes in.
Yes.
You weigh it, add that together, and
yes.
you spend 1 billion pounds.
That's a billion
with
pounds.
Volunteer labor.
Yep. And now we're starting the next billion.
Mm-hmm. I am now. Here's a figure that we can talk about that is also mind blowing, and I'm reading this on your bio. In 2023, over 12,018 tons of nourishing food was kept out of landfills, and 2.76 billion gallons of wastewater was prevented.
Yep.
That is staggering.
Yeah.
Besides being a hunger relief organization, we are the ultimate green ministry. Mm. We're environmental because we do reduce food waste. And that is a goal. It's part of our mission.
Yeah.
The Society of St. Andrew harvests and share healthy food, reduces food waste, and builds caring communities by offering nourishment to hungry neighbors. That's our mission.
Tremendous.
So we are saving methane gas. Mm-hmm. Rotting food in landfills is the second leading cause of methane gas in our atmosphere.
Yeah.
And
amazing.
And you have to think about all the resources that go into watering the crops in the field. Mm-hmm. If that food's wasted, water's wasted.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know my church and a lot of faith communities are trying to turn their heads to the environmental crisis to be leaders in that. And I just think what a wonderful way for communities to come together to, you know, serve, like we're planting a pollinator garden and planting trees and trying to educate the youth, but what a cool opportunity to get your members out. And not just that, you know, there's so many young people who are committed to environmental consciousness and just really turning their heads to that. And so we get a lot of calls that share about opportunities for large groups to come out and volunteer, like school groups, civic organizations, faith communities, employers want to take groups of employees, give them a half Friday off to go volunteer. And I think this is just such a cool opportunity to do that together with a large group. So can you tell us a little bit about how an employer, say, would sign up to get 10 to 20 employees out there?
Sure. We have on our website, endhunger.org, we register to volunteer. And anyone can go on there and click on register to volunteer and enter your information, your email, name, address type of thing. And then you will receive emails notifying you of gleanings in your area.
Okay.
So we also have a program called Team Glean, definitely for employers and school groups.
Okay.
And that everyone pays $30 to come out and have a Team Glean exercise.
Neat.
Now, also gleaning, it's not just in fields and orchards. We go to packing houses. The peaches that I gleaned before were from a packing house in Covesville. We also intercept tractor trailer loads of food that's been rejected at the store level for one reason or another, but it's still perfectly edible and healthy. Just needs to be distributed. Also in 21 and 2, when they did the farm to family food boxes, the USDA called Society of St. Andrew to help them distribute those boxes. Mm-hmm. And it was incredible because our reputation of being a distributor and our huge network of farmers, volunteers, recipient agencies is, I started to say world renowned.
Yeah.
We're world renowned.
Well, and we know food costs are gone up so dramatically, especially the fresh produce. And
absolutely.
So any opportunity for families in our community to have fresh healthy options where they're not paying so much at the store is great. So, great.
About how many folks have you served over time? And I know what the need is, but do you have a figure on that?
I think in 2023, that number I gave was 9.6 million servings. No, 9.6 million people were served.
Wow.
Nourishing food that was donated to them.
And from this organization that is right here in our area, headquartered right here in our area.
Yep. And across the
And this is really the peak, a peak gleaning time.
It really is, when especially
do you,
in Virginia.
Between now and when do you really see the time frame?
We started probably in August with apples, and we do apples every weekend, every Saturday, and Wednesdays and Thursdays. We're there during the week. We have gleanings on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, fun.
So we'll be every Saturday through October and times during the week. If you have a group that wants to come out during the week, you just call Ben or email. Mm-hmm. And if you sign up to email, somebody will call you. I mean, that's if great. You sign up to volunteer on our website, someone will call you.
Yeah, and we'll put that in our newsletter as well. Yeah,
but we're gleaning every Saturday. And another opportunity to glean is the Lynchburg Community Market. We glean there, the Forest Farmers Market, the Bedford Market. And so I know I've been working on St. Paul's Episcopal Church Lynchburg to glean the Lynchburg Community Market for us. So there's different opportunities and places to glean.
Great.
Sure. Well, you had mentioned the next billion pounds, and you have a couple events coming up. So, let's talk about those.
So exciting. The timeliness of all of this happening last week, this week. Tomorrow, celebrating our Thanks a Billion celebration for having shared a billion pounds, we are having a giving day. And we have a generous donor who gave us $120,000 towards our endowment fund to continue gleaning and sharing healthy food in perpetuity with our endowment fund. So we have every gift tomorrow will be matched up to $120,000 to feed and start the next billion pounds.
That is tremendous.
Yeah, and it's all online. It's virtual. I mean, you can call in. But if you go to endhunger.org/donate and click on the donate button, you can scroll down and see what do you want it to go to. Mm-hmm. And it has a little next billion pounds. I looked it up right before I came in. Mm-hmm. It's there.
It's great.
Next billion pounds.
All right. Well, fantastic. And folks, you can also learn more by visiting sharegreaterlynchburg.org and just type in the Society of St. Andrew or SOSA, and you'll get all the information, all the links. If you want to volunteer, if you want to glean, if you have a group, all the information is right there, and you can click through to their website as well, endhunger.org.
That's great.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for all you do, and not just for the presents, by the way. Anyway, Megan, what is going on with Share? Congratulations, 181.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. With Share, we're gearing up for our Give Good season. So we have our events coming up in October to kick off the Giving Tuesday season. That'll be October 8th. I think last week I said the 2nd, but we moved it to the 8th. Okay. And it's just going to be a kickoff at the new dance hall that we'll get information about, but it's just an opportunity to fellowship and sort of get together to talk about the giving season and kick off our Purple Hat campaign. We also have a Lunch and Learns coming up every month for the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. We just completed our fall application cycle for our competitive grants. We had 97 applications come in, which is a record. Wow. And we're the committee that oversees those grant choices will be starting to review those, and we'll find out in December. We also have a few other sort of smaller grant opportunities, one being the Youth Philanthropy Council. It's a group of 28 area high school students who have been nominated to be a part of this prestigious council, and they met for the first time last week to learn about philanthropy and how the process works. And so they look over, so the applications are open right now, it'll open October 15th through the through November 15th, and then they'll be reviewing all those applications and narrow it down and vote, and then they'll narrow it down to 10 organizations, visit those organizations, and ultimately decide where a $10,000 and a $5,000 grant is awarded. So
tremendous.
These students mm-hmm. have, we just hear great reviews. It's the 14th year that it's happened, and a lot of students have chosen to go into nonprofit careers or add a nonprofit minor in their colleges or have joined boards of directors, just direct result of this experience. And so it's a really great pay it forward program that we pride ourselves on at the foundation and having the opportunity, and we have a lot of great partners involved. So
it's a great learning opportunity.
It really is.
And educational tool as well for these students, because they're getting real world experience at doing really, really big things.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And
tremendous.
It's, and just, you know, our goal is civic mindedness and inspiring philanthropy across generations, and whether that be, you know, I always say purchasing dog food for the Humane Society when you're 5 years old through Share Greater Lynchburg, or giving a grant when you're a high schooler. This is the kind of thing that turns you, you know, grows you into a philanthropist in your community. So we're really excited about that, and look forward to giving season right around the corner.
Absolutely. And mm-hmm. so are we. Thank you so much for joining us. Each and every Tuesday, Megan brings us a nonprofit organization, 181 nonprofit organizations represented on the Share platform. If you are part of a nonprofit organization and you are not on the Share platform, what the heck are you waiting for? It's free. First of all, you can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org. You can learn about the nonprofits in our area throughout the Greater Lynchburg area, 181 represented. You can volunteer, you can attend events, you can even shop for any of those nonprofit organizations right online just by going to the Share platform. It's fantastic. And did we mention it's free?
It's free.
It's free. And if you're looking for a nonprofit organization to work with or volunteer, even at the board level, you can do that. Just visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
it
Leslie.
Is the,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers had some fun with some of their newest players by seeing if they could correctly identify things from the 1990s. Here they are being shown a VHS tape, a floppy disk, and a cassette tape.
And it's like a DVD. VR? DVR? I don't know.
This little DVD thing that you used to put in the VCR?
A VHS, right?
Yep.
CD. This is like just a regular CD. CD? I don't know. IBM?
Floppy disk.
Is that what it is?
Floppy
is that a floppy disk?
Dang, I would have never gotten that.
Y'all got me on this one. I don't know this one.
Yeah, this thing we used to put in the music thing, put like tunes and stuff like that.
Yep.
I don't know what it's called.
This is the cassette, right? Times
has
changed.
All right. A pilot flying from Nebraska to Oregon had a mechanical issue and had to land his plane on the interstate. The pilot also was a mechanic. He was able to fix the plane and then take off again from the interstate. Here are passersby talking about the pulled over plane.
So
a plane on I-25.
All right. Hey, Kmart. Yeah, they still exist, but they've announced its last full-size store in the U.S. is closing next month. A mini Kmart in Miami will be the only one left in the lower 48 states. They also have a handful left in the U.S. Virgin Islands and Guam. So we dug this up for you. Eight bulls escaped from a rodeo in Massachusetts. They charged through a fence and ran through a parking lot. Here's the moment they escaped. It was caught on phone video and people in the community talking about the escape.
Yo! Yo! What?
I had a legit rodeo in my backyard.
As soon as I stepped out and I looked over there, and I was like, those aren't horses. Those are literally bulls. And oh my God. Didn't hit the pool. They didn't hit nothing else. Yeah, I'm glad that was fenced off back there, and they all just stopped. So there's a lot of kids around here. We don't want anybody getting hurt.
The running of the bulls in Massachusetts. Let's see. Let's skip that. We're going to share that later. We'll skip that. Let's go to a comedian. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. And today is no exception. Here's Chris Rock on presidential terms and the problem with voting.
I think we need to renegotiate our relationship to the government. You know? Like, we need a whole new system, okay? I mean, do we even, like, need a president or just figure out a new way to do the job? I mean, what job do you have for 4 years no matter what? Just show me one job. Like, if you hired a cook and he was making people vomit every day, do you sit there and go, well, he's got a 4-year deal. We just got to vomit for 4 more years. I mean, hey, we got to take this serious. We got to get out there. We got to vote. But they don't want us to vote. The government does not want you to vote. Why do I know they don't want you to vote? Because Election Day is a Tuesday in November. Why? Anybody here ever put something on a Tuesday in November? Does anybody get married on a Tuesday in November? Church ain't on a Tuesday. You know, if this show was Tuesday Night Live, it would have got canceled in 1975.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here. Lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, but firmly. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we are going to get stupid. There's no other way to explain it. We got your stupid criminals in Da News, but then we've got a good news story for you. We'll share that coming up. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
And for stupid criminals in dot news. All right. This is interesting. I need to know how these two met and how they discovered their common interest. Two guys with the same name teamed up for a string of burglaries in the UK.
Hello!
There they are. Here, let me... I'm going to share their mugshots right now. No, that one. Okay, there we go. And they... I mean, they look alike, too. One is 35, the other is 56. They're both named Bernie McDonough. Is that how you pronounce it, McDonough?
How do you say it?
Yeah.
McDonough.
McDonough. Okay, so Bernie McDonough, both of them. One's 35, one's 56. According to reports, they're from different towns, and they're not related. I can't understand how they're not. Anyway, they pulled off a string of heists last month where they broke into people's homes and stole jewelry as well as a 55-inch television. Security cameras got them on video. So both Bernies were arrested and just got sentenced. The younger one got 2 years in prison and has to pay a fine. The older Bernie's DNA was traced back to a separate burglary last year. So he got just under 5 years. Yikes. Let's see. Maybe. Okay, hear me out. Maybe it's the same guy. I mean, they look like they could be father or son. Or maybe it's the same guy. Older Bernie traveled back in time to team up with younger Bernie. I'm just saying, test the other Bernie's DNA. Anyway, all right. Do we have another one? Do we have another story? Let's get rid of that. Get rid of that. Here we go. What about this? Well, this isn't criminal, but we'll put it in here anyway. The Royal Oak Public Library in suburban Detroit was forced to close over the weekend when they opened a DVD case from the overnight book drop and bugs spilled out. Yeah, they announced the issue on social media and said the book drops were immediately locked and all items that were in those books were bagged up and isolated in our garage. That made it sound more like an infestation, and that freaked some people out. One person said, "I just picked up some books this morning, so I wrapped the books from today and put them in my deep freezer. Several days at 0 degrees will kill nearly all critters." The library didn't have any other information at first. They just said it appeared to be multiple species of bugs, but we aren't sure. If only there was a place to go to research bug types. Anyway, they called pest control yesterday, which determined the bugs were cockroaches. Oh my, that's terrible. And there was no infestation, by the way. The library reopened yesterday afternoon. There's no indication that the bugs were placed in there intentionally. So apparently, it was just at a place with an infestation, and there was some kind of food on it,
and attracted some outside roaches to the book drop. There was also no word what the DVD was. Unfortunately, if it was something like A Bug's Life, we assume they would have mentioned it, right? Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it was...
Oh, no, not the bees!
No, it wasn't bees.
Not the bees!
No, it was cockroaches.
Ah! Oh, no, my eyes!
Yep.
My eyes! Ah!
All right. Let's see. A fifth grade teacher. Here's we got good news for you. A fifth grade teacher in Michigan is in the news after posting a video about why he eats lunch with his students every day. He thinks connecting with them in a real way is the first step. Here's Dan Schutz talking about his strategy.
So I eat lunch in the cafeteria almost every single day, and here's why. So I teach fifth grade. In the 8 years of doing this, this is the most effective thing that I have to get to know my students on a personal level. And what happened when I walked into the cafeteria today and I sat down next to a couple of my new kids? Instantly, two or three more down the table were like, hey, can you eat lunch with me tomorrow? Because we can all agree that in this job, in education, in teaching, the single most important thing we can do is build a relationship with every single kid that walks in the door. We can't do our job without it.
And there you go. That's the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?